Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, 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 what do we have here? It is indeed the Wojo and Rieger Show on 97.1 The Ticket. You told people what the schedule was, right?
Yeah. And by now, I got to believe they might know.
Yeah. Here's my thought, since we haven't been on together since the schedule came out. And we already knew the opponent, so it's just, it's kind of an exercise in silliness, to be honest. But when you actually see it laid out, and Jeffrey, and you Lions fans, I'm going to say something that I've never said before, and I'll probably regret it. And I'm probably an idiot for saying it, but tell me if you also thought it. The phone number is 248-539-9797. That's also the ticket text. I hate playing the schedule game. You know, well, you know, based on last year's opponent winning percentage, Lions have the second easiest schedule.
Okay,
but it means nothing because NFL teams change dramatically.
Most things mean nothing, but yes.
Yes, but... And which is why I never look at it. Oh, that's an easy schedule. Oh, that's a tough schedule. For the first time in my natural born life, when I looked at that schedule, I thought, there are so many winnable games. Am I missing something here? The Eagles, I looked at a bunch of overs and unders. The Eagles aren't considered to be a playoff team.
Do you remember what the Eagles did to you last year?
Yeah, but that was last year.
They beat you by 40.
You got the Eagles that honestly, the only home game that you could say they should lose are the Bills on Thanksgiving and maybe Green Bay. But they beat Green Bay at home often.
Which, by the way, and I can't prove this and it's really early, but the Bills on Thanksgiving, I don't know, kind of has that Arizona vibe to it. Like, you know, hey, we got to go play on Thanksgiving. We're a good team. The Lions are going to roll over for us. We'll get in. We'll get out. We'll eat our turkey by 5 o'clock. So I'm just saying, I agree
understand
with you.
Well, I never say this. I'm not like you where, easy skull. Well, Wojo, they're coming up at an easy stretch. Oh, then they have those first four games. They'll go 0-4 for sure. I don't play that game ever. But I looked at this and I thought, they could start 4-0.
They're not going to start 4-0. That's ridiculous.
Strike that from the record. Wow, I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my mind.
Joe Dumbass just said the Lions are going to start 4-0.
I said could.
You said should.
I'm losing my mind.
I think when I saw the schedule, the first word I thought was doable.
Oh.
Like,
is that what you think for like when you walk into a bar and stuff?
Yeah, totally. I think that's what people look at me. They say, yeah, totally. Mm. I don't think that word. Anyway, no, I agree with you. And I hear what you and Rico are saying about, hey, we believed in the Tigers and they obviously made us feel stupid. But this schedule, and I don't know why I feel it now because we knew what teams they were going to play before the schedule actually came out.
I know, exactly.
But looking at it laid out for us, I said last night and I kind of feel it, I'm thinking 8 wins. Which if you get
You went up to 8?
But if you get 8, think about it. If you get 8, you get lucky and God knows the Lions deserve some luck every now and then. You could be looking at 10.
See, it's weird because I went into, when I looked at the schedule, I said, okay, my first impression, I think this is like a 6-11 team. 6-11. I mean, that fits in with national parameters, 6.5 in Vegas. And then when I started going through the games and started counting up what I think, well, it got to 7 pretty quickly. 7-10. For instance, and I'm not going to go game by game, but just the ones that I thought, I think I'll end up picking them to win. The home opener against the Eagles, I think they'll win. The Commanders at home.
There.
The next game, win.
We're doing it. I got to win there. Okay.
No, I'm just telling you the ones I think they should win. Seattle at home, they should win.
Absolutely.
That's 3. Miami at home, they should win. That's 4. I won't even give them Green Bay at home. At the Giants, I'll give them that. That's five. Jacksonville at home, that's six.
Definitely.
Minnesota at home, that's seven. And you still have a game against the Jets, a game against the Panthers, a home game against the Bears, and I already have you at seven. And I didn't make any stretch. Did I make a single stretch?
No, I agree with you. But here's the thing.
It creeps me out that this is happening. Do they know? Does the NFL know what schedule they gave the Lions?
Well, they should.
It's like Michigan's non-conference schedule.
Do you remember back in the 90s when the Lions actually made the playoffs? They made the playoffs. The following year, they got a tough schedule. They didn't make the playoffs. Then the following year, they got the easy schedule. They did make the playoffs.
Back and forth.
It seems like the NFL did it right here because last year was an awful schedule for a crappy team.
Mm-hmm.
This year, it's a doable schedule. And you add this to the fact that the Lions don't get a single primetime game. And they have the second easiest travel.
Oh.
And they have one of the easiest schedules, according to the NFL. I think in lieu of screwing you with the national primetime games, they gave you other easy things like I heard today.
And this is also the year they get the 9 home games.
Right. And you know this is the year as well. Maybe. The Lions will never, this is a fact.
What?
The Lions will never be under-rested this year, meaning they never have to play a team.
They won't be arrested?
Under-rested.
Oh.
They will never have to play a team on less days rest than the opposing team.
What, you looked through that and found that?
So it's even or they're going to
have
a day
of extra prep. Oh, because they don't play any Monday night
games? Exactly.
Or, although that last game against the Packers could be like a Saturday primetime game.
It could be. It could also be the Packers are already in, so you win because they don't play Aaron Rodgers.
Or maybe
it's a game for the NFC North. I would love to hear from people. If you can't get optimistic this day, then when the hell can you? Like, this is a day just kind of like the draft is for optimism. I am not going to kill anybody that thinks this team can, I'm just going to say it.
Don't say it.
Make the playoffs.
Don't. Why'd you have to drop the P word?
Come on. The P word went through your mind, did it not?
No, because, not really.
You said 7 wins, then you got to be thinking, okay, 7 wins, but maybe if the Bills have a down day on Thanksgiving, you're at 8.
You see, you bury the lead. Why don't you come out and say what your first thought was when you saw the schedules come out yesterday? Your first thought was, Matthew Stafford and the Rams got the toughest schedule, and you were so excited.
Oh, yes.
Are you doubling down?
Oh, he's not going to win a Super Bowl again.
Okay.
He's not. And I will root my ass off against him every game like I did, which means maybe he will win the Super Bowl.
See, 248-539-9797. Here's a great couple of thoughts from Ray.
Yeah.
My first couple thoughts, I like the early bye. The bye is in week 6. And then Jameson debuts in Dallas, October 23rd, the first day after the bye. Also like Buffalo on Thanksgiving, already seen big game vibes.
Well, there you
go.
Those
are great impressions.
Okay, first of all, it's been forever since a Thanksgiving Day game actually mattered. So let's say you're actually having
a
game that
matters. One a couple years ago. Remember, didn't they lose to Tampa or something when they were like 4-5 or 5-4 or something?
I don't think so.
I think they did.
Well, remember 2 years ago they lost to Houston.
Yeah.
And got Quinn and Patricia fired.
But
I actually agree with that ticket text. I actually think too, why couldn't we see Jameson earlier? He's already running a 4-3.
Well, I mean, but week 6, game 6, that's not that far along.
I just have one question. Because it's been mathematically proven. When the Lions get their ass kicked by the bye, they don't have a good season. But this is a year that they take it to the bye, right?
Oh, my God. I actually heard you last night do that exact same joke twice.
I think it's so good you can use it 2 days in a row.
Twice.
Did you chuckle?
Are they favored against the bye?
See?
Are they plus or minus? Please.
Let me actually look at the Vegas line. According to points bet, Lions versus BYE, the bye. Ooh, they're a 3-point favorite. Things
surprise,
could change.
Surprise.
That.
So, what jumped out at you? And
it's
I have no
fun of me,
problem.
But then you add on to it.
I have no problem with the Lions not having a primetime TV game. I do think, and they're the only team that doesn't, right? The only team in the league that does not have a night game, primetime, whatever. But I think the NFL says, well, you're on Thanksgiving. And they're probably also thinking that last game against Green Bay might end up being primetime Saturday night.
They could get flexed. I also think they think, you know what? we need to make good games, considering how much money people pay for the rights. I don't have a huge issue with it, but I have one small issue.
Okay.
One small issue.
Okay, I'm listening.
The Chicago Bears have three.
Three?
Three.
Primetime games.
Primetime games. So why is that? Why did the Bears,
Sunday night,
coach,
Monday night, three?
They stink, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it must be the Justin
stinks.
Fields effect, right? So why do they have three, but the Lions have none? And even if you say, well, Thanksgiving, that means they have two more than the Lions. That doesn't seem fair to me. Minnesota has two. But, that doesn't seem fair to me.
Wait, but I hate primetime games for the team that you follow or you're covering or whatever.
Because you work them.
Not only that, even then. Like, I would rather go home and watch, you know, the 49ers and the Bengals on a Sunday night.
No. I heard Mike Valenti say the same thing. He'd be happy if every game was a 1 o'clock game, and every game is a 1 o'clock game with the exception of Thanksgiving, unless one gets flexed. That's nonsense. Fans want their...
It really is amazing. Look right down the line. 1 p.m., 1 p.m., 1 p.m., 1 p.m.
Except for Thanksgiving.
12:30.
But fans want their team at least a couple times to be on national TV, to be prime time, to be 8 o'clock, have the whole country talk about you.
I do think the relevant point here is that is the perception of the Lions. As much as we sit here and say, hey, they might win seven, might make the... But the perception is that they're a bottom five team in the league still.
Which is fair.
That is the perception.
I'm just saying other bottom
five teams.
And you know
what? It is fair based on, did they add that much in the offseason? Are we going too much on how they finished last year? It does have that little Tigers vibe. Ooh, they were hot
it does,
late
but,
in the
but
season.
Woj, getting back to the primetime games, yeah. Miami's got two. Seattle stinks. They got two. Minnesota has two. And then the Jets, the Giants, Houston, Jacksonville, Carolina, and Atlanta all have one. You have none. That seems unfair.
You have one. I think the Thanksgiving Day game is primer than any primetime game, to be honest with you. Let's talk to Greg in Shelby Township. You're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, little stud puppies.
Hey, stud puppy.
You little stud, Mr. Positive here. Hey,
hello,
real quick, how do you judge what you did last year? Predicate wins and losses? Because here's the dilemma that I'm facing. One, about the injuries that can occur prior to the season. Two, is our coach smart enough to outsmart the other coach? There's too many variables to say, like Michael V said earlier today, they're going to win seven. They're going to win. I'm looking at the list, and I'm not even going to think about it, but it looks like they're going to win seven. That's really, I can't believe someone could actually just go, okay,
Greg,
we're going to throw out all the variables.
Greg, what are you supposed
to do? We're
just
guessing.
Though? Yeah, you have no idea what these teams are going to look like. You don't know if they're going to be injured when you play them. So you take the moment in time, which is right now, and you make your best guess. So I said eight, Wojo said seven.
But how do you predicate that decision? If that's
guess, what I think.
And you just said it, Jeffrey, about, we don't know what's going to happen. So why not four? Why not 12?
Well, Greg,
why not
Greg,
15 games?
You just, it's like anything in life. You give what you think at a certain moment, and it's going to change probably.
Okay.
Don't
love
you, think
you guys.
So?
Go, Miggy.
All right, Mr. P. All right. I don't think Mr. P was as P that time, as positive as he normally is.
I don't understand his question.
It
wasn't me. Well, how do you come up with that number? Well, because the evidence you can look at right now.
I get his basic premise, which we already admitted is, it is sort of silly to try to guess win totals. I already get that. But maybe the second premise is, what in the Lions makes you think they're going to leap up to seven or eight wins, and historically and every other way? Because, and little Paul behind the screen there was just telling us, if you make the comparison to the Tigers and the Red Wings, both those teams went into this season sort of with higher hopes, but didn't really add anything other than bringing up young guys. Lions coming into the season with higher hopes, didn't really add anybody, DJ Shark, other than bringing in rookies.
Saw Aiden today, was at the facility.
Yeah, counting, and I'm not talking myself out of 7-10, but counting on immediate impact rookies, we're seeing the danger of it in hockey and in baseball, even though they were good at hockey.
No, and I understand what you're saying, but I think, and yeah, you're right, it's a stupid experiment, but So is a lot of the stuff we do in life. God forbid we have a little fun on a gorgeous Friday. However,
don't get suddenly snotty.
Oh, I'm going to get snotty because look at the other teams you're playing, like Jacksonville.
Well, they're looking at you like that.
And you're probably right, but do you not have a good feeling in your tummy that you can beat Jacksonville? The answer is yes. What about Washington, Carolina, the Jets, the Giants?
Yeah, no, believe me.
There are teams on this schedule that are absolutely atrocious. And I know people don't want to hear the rankings, but it's not one of the easiest schedules for no reason.
And
because
you know
the teams they play stink.
And you know what the road... God, I can't believe I'm doing this. Stop it, Wojo. No, I'm not going to stop it.
How about me sticking up for the Lions?
Even the road games are not daunting. At Minnesota, at New England. I mean, yeah, they're at Dallas. You never at Chicago, at the Giants, at the Jets, at the Panthers.
Well, think about your division.
Like any
Think about the six games you play in division.
Yeah.
Great scenario. You split all three, which is totally doable. That's three wins right there.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phone, shall we? See.
Sure.
We need. And with all due respect, we love Mr. P. We need to get the Mr. pee taste out of our mouth. He just wasn't very
That's
pee.
Something that's always in your mouth, isn't it?
He just wasn't very pee. Positive.
You want more pee.
Mike on the cell phone. Michael, you're on 97.1 The Ticket.
How are you guys doing? You guys are having an interesting conversation right now, huh?
Yeah, we are, sort of, kind of. Mm-hmm.
I don't see why people are so confident in the Lions. What did they really do in the offseason other than get a guy that's probably not going to be ready? I do like the receiver they took, but it's going to take them a month probably to get on the field, like into the regular season. You're depending on a lot of young guys. They didn't really do anything in the offseason other than get a guy that was hurt, a receiver that was hurt last year, which could, I think if everything goes right, the ceiling might be like 7 wins. But I just think it's going to be a lot like last year where they kind of start off bad and then, you know, based off the schedule, you know, they might win some games later in the season because the schedule's weaker, kind of like they did last year. What do you think about that?
Well, the schedule is, again, that's all we're going on. The schedule is not very daunting even at the start. Three of the first four games are at home, an early bye. I mean, that
right.
adds to why we're making these what sounds like outlandish
Mike,
guesses.
Not to mention, I mean, just look around the league. Don't even take it locally. Their offensive line we know is good. Their receiving core definitely right. better. Their running back room. I mean, yada, yada, yada. You've heard this before. They should be able to put up points, you would think. Their defense cannot be any worse than it was. You said you got six, let's say. You get a little luck here and there, which I know the Lions don't get.
How about
you
this?
Could be
How about
up to
this?
Eight or nine.
How about the other team doesn't hit a 66-yard field goal at the end of the game?
There you go.
Or was it 65? How long was it?
Then what was the Vikings one?
That was 61. I don't know.
Those
we'll
are two
up.
Games that yeah. you definitely could have won.
Thanks for the call, Michael. And
you even say Wojo when people talk about the 3-win season.
The tie
Wojo's
counts as a win.
Very quick mm-hmm. to say, well, I actually think it's 5 wins because mm-hmm. of Minnesota and Detroit.
You're not going to lose on a 65 or 66-yard field goal again. I guarantee that.
Okay.
And the other thing, the most optimistic, or the reason, and you can say the schedule, but I don't feel comfortable saying the schedule is the main reason. The main reason is I do think that we'll have intact, hopefully stays intact, a really good offensive line. They were not there last year, and they still ran the ball pretty effectively.
So I do want to read this text that totally, like, spits in my face, but I believe in objectivity, so I'm going to read it anyhow. I remember Rieger before the Pistons season saying it was a lock to hit the Vegas over 25.5 for the Pistons due to drafting Cade. Rookies are still rookies, even when talented. And that's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
Because Vegas is usually pretty dead on. They got it, 6.5?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you should expect 6 to 6.5. Mm. So I'm going to go back to being negative.
You're going
to
back down, back off. You know what? That was just somebody who took a rolled up newspaper and you're a puppy and he swatted you on the nose.
Yeah.
And you went scampering back to the corner.
Totally. You want to know why? Because I actually took a chance. I decided to be optimistic and positive on a gorgeous day. And now people are yelling at me. The guy that's always called the Grim Rieger, right? Finally, I said, you know, I could see 8-9 wins, maybe a contend for the postseason.
Down, Rieger, down.
Yeah.
Stop
F
it,
you,
down.
Rieger. F you, don't talk good about my team.
All right, 248-539-9797.
How dare you?
97.97 on the Wojo and Rieger Show on 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.